Most aspects of Gaza's environment have either become polluted or vulnerable to pollution. Among the population, diseases have recently steadily increased, bringing one sadder image of the war-torn coastal enclave.
Regarding the Gaza Strip, there are no large factories to pollute the air or water. However, we have the problem of lack of proper sanitation. We have a blockade and there is no modernization as far as the environmental mechanisms are concerned. And this is what increases dangers, particularly in the Gaza Strip.
Gaza's airspace has become highly polluted after poisonous substances emitted by vehicles have filled the air in Gaza due to Israel's denial of access of proper gas into the region. This has led people to seek and use alternative fuels like cooking oil to supplement their fuel needs.
For asthmatic patients and COPD patients, which is about 12% of the population, this leads to acute exacerbation of their disease, and there is increased level, percentage of hospital admission and increased percentage of deaths due to acute exacerbation of asthma and COPD than a few years before, simply due to severe air pollution due to this use of uncompletely burned fuels of due to the Israeli decision of the reduction of fuel comes to Gaza.
In addition, the Israeli power plant, which is located near Gaza's coast, has been posing an environmental threat to Gaza's population due to the emanation of poisonous smoke from the plant.
Nearby, the Israeli factories close to Umm Nasser in the northern area of the Gaza Strip have very high chimneys and emit a lot of smoke per hour, causing pollution in the surrounding area. Any wind towards the northeast or northern direction, especially in the summer, will affect the atmosphere of the village and the atmosphere of Beit Lahia, as well as the air of surrounding areas. The same thing happens to drops of dew, and sometimes when it rains you find dark water drops as a result of pollution.
On the 27th of December 2008, the Israeli military launched a large-scale offensive on Gaza using warplanes, naval forces and ground troops. In a three-week attack on the region, the Israeli military destroyed thousands of homes, institutions and government buildings.
Every home has chlorine and gas and so on. As a result of the Israeli shelling of these homes, such things release pollutants. In addition, there is indirect pollution which comes following the shelling of homes, while its inhabitants and other living things, such as chickens and food, are inside. All these things will eventually rot, which in turn will release pollutants into the atmosphere. Moreover, they also cause diseases. They might also release pollutants which are byproducts of the breakdown of organisms. All of that leads to pollution of the atmosphere.
Also, the continuous Israeli warplanes hovering over the sky of Gaza has forced the residents of Gaza to burn tires in an attempt to disrupt the vision of warplanes during the recent Israeli three-week attacks on their territory.
The burn of these tires carries a disastrous situation, which this material is multiple materials which is carcinogenic and can affect the general health. And I think if you ask the oncology department, you can find higher levels of other areas here of of cancer, lung cancer, GIT cancer, prostate cancer, all over the body. And we could not allege certain cause, but the what changed in the area is simply the environmental situation.
Throughout the recent attacks on Gaza, Israel left almost nothing intact, as many other facilities in Gaza were hit by Israeli warplanes or tanks. Some UNRWA warehouses, the Al-Wafa Rehab Hospital, as well as some laboratories of the Islamic University of Gaza, were damaged.
Laboratory buildings contain many things, including chemical materials, vital cells, and other organisms such as lab mice and other devices, which contain some form of low radiation. Of course, this could affect the university students. And we noted such things because we were hardly breathing when passing by the building ruins. Even men who are removing ruins of the buildings and laboratories were wearing protective masks.
The frequent Israeli attacks, which caused the population of Gaza's airspace, reached a climax when Israel used the internationally illegal white phosphorus against the civilian population of Gaza during the recent war.
White phosphorus in the areas which was mostly it was outdoors, the use of white phosphorus, and this affects mass of people. Some people comes with severe injuries, severe burns in the skin and in the subcutaneous, up to the bone, which is difficult to heal, and the healing was very slowly, and the amputation, the complications was high. Really, we faced some people with respiratory disease, which was allergic process, which was certain times of affecting the mucosa of upper respiratory and lower respiratory tract.
While other countries in the world have made relentless efforts to curb environmental pollution that affects the ozone layer, Israel has recently negatively impacted Gaza's environment by widespread destruction of thousands of acres of land in Gaza. This has also destroyed the main income source for the coastal strip.
More than 4 million trees were bulldozed during the last aggression on the Gaza Strip alone. Also, tens of thousands of trees have been bulldozed before. With the issue of climate change, the whole world is aware of the effects of bulldozing this huge number of trees today. Moreover, it has a very serious and negative impact on the increase of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere.
In the shadow of such widespread destruction and pollution, the residents of Gaza began to turn to the Gaza Sea in order to breathe some clean air.
Most of the coastal areas of the Gaza Strip are polluted biologically. There are studies carried out in the past and in recent years linking the level of contamination at the site and the level of disease and citizen complaints in the adjacent areas. Furthermore, there is very high degree of correlation between the level of pollution and the emergence of diseases.
The pollution of Gaza's coasts is not the main problem. The lack of equipment for processing sewage water has constituted a major obstacle. Furthermore, the dangers are expected to become greater, especially since Israel has restricted movement of Gazans on their own shores.
Relating to the issue of marine pollution in the Gaza Strip, in fact, it resulted primarily from pumping sewage into the sea without treatment or with partial treatment. Due to the blockade, there is no alternative fuel for electricity, which leads to no treatment when electricity is unavailable. In addition, electricity generating stations need spare parts and maintenance and a lot of other things which of course are not available because of the blockade. This situation forces the Palestinian operator to pump wastewater into the sea without treatment many times.
In addition to Israel's conventional war, there's always been a constant threat to Gaza's environment. In central Gaza Strip, Israel used to exploit the Gaza Valley, which extends from the southern Israeli area of Dimona, where Israel's nuclear facility exists, to Gaza's shores in western Gaza, in channeling all poisonous substances of the facility in winter times.
The Gaza Valley was considered a natural source for supplying the underground reservoir with fresh water. The danger we currently face is that this supply of water to the underground reservoir has been affected. Currently, seawater seeps into the underground reservoir and contaminates this water, making it saline. Furthermore, the mouth of the valley was full of fish, but now even if you do find fish, they'll be contaminated. The Gaza Valley has a myriad number of problems mainly associated with wastewater disposal, underground water reservoirs, and also fish supply.
Air and water pollution has not been the only danger. The fertility of the soil in Gaza has greatly been impacted due to the great deal of destruction and has mostly been left unusable.
The fragmented solid materials resulting from Israeli shelling and the use of weapons mixes with the rocks and the soil. The fragments of solid materials will permeate the pores of the soil, and when it rains, these salts and polluted materials will move to the underground reservoir On the other hand, this process will close soil pores and lead to the soil.
The Israeli war in Gaza, doubled with the closure of its borders, has hindered the day-to-day activities of Gaza's municipalities, especially garbage collection. Fuel for the garbage collection trucks has been denied entry into the Gaza Strip. This has led to the piling up of garbage in Gaza streets.
In the wartime, there was no collection of this hard sewage, and this collected in front of doors and in the centers of the town and in the center in between houses. This carries the hazards of pollution of the all of the area, flies and other insects, of rats, of which carries the hazards of several diseases to the area. The other problem to carry this materials to center of the area, because it was not there was unsafe moving of cars. They used to burn this garbage, and this carries also another pollution to the area.
Wastewater disposal is considered to be the most dangerous aspect of environmental pollution in Gaza, particularly in the northern Beit Lahia town. In Beit Lahia, the wastewater spots are located just close to populated areas, threatening public health. Such water leaks into residential areas.
Water drainage basins were established in 1975 by Israelis when they were governing Gaza Strip at that time. Drainage basins were established in this place above a source of fresh groundwater in the Gaza Strip. When the sewage water began to be pumped into these basins at a high rate from the northern Gaza Strip, they couldn't stand the high volume of sewage. As a result, operators began pumping wastewater to sandy area, which became a lake of sewage.
Drainage basins in the northern area of the Gaza Strip are considered to be a disaster and harmful to the environment. The residents of the region have been under threat of the collapse of walls of these basins since the village was established in 1996.
Currently, water treatment plants are overfilled with wastewater which leaks. Unless cement is available in large quantities to fix this problem, villages nearby could sink in wastewater.
During 2006, wastewater levels of the lake began to increase. It even threatened the whole city of Beit Laha and Umm Al Nasr village. This basin is 30,000 square meters and it is surrounded by dirt walls 3 to 12 meters. The amount of water in this basin is about 2.5 million cups of wastewater. Of course, this area and other areas mainly suffer from terribly harmful insects, such as mosquitoes and flies, which cause many diseases, such as rashes. This is especially true for children and the elderly. Even if you ask the doctor, he will tell you that there are more parasitic diseases that increase per year.
A large number of residents are suffering from upper respiratory inflammations or other respiratory diseases and infections. Many are suffering from other diseases such as asthma.
Israel prevented the establishment of a wastewater treatment plant in northern Gaza, which on March the 27th led to the overflow of this filthy water into an area nearby.
A sub-basin which maintains the level of water in the lake exploded on the 27th of March 2007 and caused a disaster that killed 5 people and destroyed dozens of homes, which have not been rebuilt till now. Of course, because of the lack of concrete and materials for building.
There is no doubt that the Israeli occupation caused the pollution in Gaza and doubled the Palestinian people's suffering. Israel appears to be waging another covert warfare on the Gaza population. But how effective this other war shall be is yet to be seen.